You say, they say, oh yeah, give it, leave it. Let's go, give it there. Oh, wait. I don't sing Kuji anymore. I sing hip hop now. Oh, bullshit, give it to them, let it go. Oh, wait, they said I'm on air already. Okay, let me not start by looking for making unnecessary listen. Let me not promote my music career yet. I'm a singer, songwriter, musician extraordinaire. World class. This is On Some Bullshit, everyone. My name is Suki, aka Black Raven, and this is On Some Bullshit. This is episode 1 of On Some Bullshit. Shit, you know, that show where you know, we call out the bullshit in everyday, you know, something. I've been saying, you know, since on a normal day, I don't say, you know, but welcome to the show. Today's episode 1, again, let me say it again, episode 1 is social media nonsense. I say social media nonsense because, you know, before social media became loud like this, before it louded itself in Nigeria, it wasn't a thing. It was just, you know, a normal everyday run-of-the-mill kind of communication. I'm talking about Yahoo Messenger here. So today we're going to be talking about social media influencers, social media cloud chasers. They are plenty. They are very plenty. They're everywhere. We'll be talking about wannabe influencers. As for the influencers themselves, or so-called influencers themselves, we'll try to dissect what it is they influence exactly. Also, we'll talk about bullying, we'll talk about trolls, which is, you know, their brothers, so to speak. They are brothers. Bullies and trolls are like brothers. We'll be talking about the wannabe influencers, like I said, those ones that want to be like the money-making influencers. Yeah, you know, just, it's going to be fun. I'll try to make it really fun. No, I do solemnly swear that I'll make it fun for you. One way or the other, we'll get there. Yeah, this is On Some Bullshit Episode 1, Social Media Nonsense, brought to you by your boy, Suki, aka Black Raven. It's me, one and only. Let's go. So, you know, we when people get on social media nowadays, should I use the word fun? For some it's fun, yes, for some it's fun. But then if you look at it, depending on the platform we check, it's what's fun for some people is actually pain for others. Because the other day I was on, usually it's Twitter. Twitter is like the most toxic social media platform I have encountered in my whole existence. And I'm old. I'm really old. I'm like 170 something. I'm really old. On the other day, somebody said, somebody was complaining. I think it was a personal thing, you know. You know how we do now. We carry our personal something and then put it online and we wonder why people talk to us anyhow. What do you expect? If you come on social media now and then tell me I had a fight with my wife, I'm sorry, should it be my business per se? Why can't you handle your in-house shit in your house? Like, it's called in-house shit. Do it in your house. Don't bring it on social media to come and be threatening me. So there are those like that. Anyways, back to the issue at hand. You know, when I first heard the term social media influencer, you know, I was expecting something really profound. Yes, that's the word. Something really profound. Something. I was expecting somebody to, you know, ginger me to want to do things, you know, make me want to move mountains, so to speak. Yes. But then I was shocked when I got online and, you know, the so-called influencers, all they do is generate content. That's their go-to answer. I generate content. I generate engaging content. It's engaging, yes, but what's your impact? What are you doing? What are you doing? Well, no, what are you giving to these people that are following you? Because you see them, it's all about the follows. It's all about the retweets, all the likes. It's all about the double taps. Instagram, double tap. On Snapchat, Snapchat is like, somebody asked me the other day, what is Snapchat like? And I had to come up with, Snapchat is just an avenue for a regular person like myself to become a porn star. That's what Snapchat is like. Because people take advantage of the whole, it can be, it, no, it deletes, your messages delete themselves after a while and it can be retrieved. And then if you take a screenshot of your chat with somebody, the other person will be notified. So people take advantage of it and then just do whatever. I mean, I'm a fan of send me nudes. Hey, if you want to send me nudes, please go for it. It's your nude. But then when it becomes a thing where you try to make the next person feel less than they are, because you feel like you have more followers, then I think it's a problem. I think it's bullshit you are doing. Because you see influencers, you see, we have issues. We have pressing issues. We have pressing issues in this country as it is. And you see them on social media platforms doing their own, their idea of engaging content is Scopatumana, Bomboclat, and all this really... Well, I won't say pointless, because some people need to have that kind of fun in their lives. Otherwise, they'll have problems. Hey, I'm not judging you. I'll judge you later. Let's come now. Let's make a case for you first. I mean, we are supposed to make people want to be better than themselves. The other day, I was on Twitter. Usually, it's always Twitter. It's 90% Twitter that carries the most toxicity I've ever seen. Twitter is where people do the most random things and the most stupidest things. It's mind-blowing sometimes. It's mind-blowing. So somebody comes on Twitter and then puts his personal stuff on Twitter. I don't know why people still do that stuff with your personal stuff on social media like that. What do you expect is going to happen? Do you really expect... perfect advice from people that don't even know how to handle their own lives? I mean, you're asking for trouble. That's where we have the, you know, at the time it was fun when you're on social media, you know, you get to see people, they talk, people relate. Now it's about who can be the most savage. Yes, that's what I mean. I've been trying to remember in my head since, you can be the most savage. I mean, somebody comes online, is complaining about situations at home. Let's even leave those that are coming to put their personal shit on social media. And then your own, your reply, your response is to either laugh at him or her or make them feel worse than they did when they came online. I mean, what's your plan in this life? To spread pain? Is that how it goes? Ah, you did not tell me. I have not signed up at all. And we have obviously there are those, the how do I put it? We have the fellow Duro Toyes. That's the funny, and that's the really, should I say, weird thing. The people that actually make a difference will not come and be claiming social media influencer. That's what I've noticed. We have the fellow Duro Toyes there. They are really making impact. You follow Fela Jorotoye and you see he drops nuggets. That's it. I mean, he drops these things. He gives you hints on how to, you know, live life. You have other accounts that give you life hacks. I like calling them life hacks because nobody has a handle on life, obviously. They give you life hacks. I mean, those ones are there. And you will never, ever, 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 ever hear them claim the title of social media influencer. Joe, please. Mr. Influencer, what exactly is your job on social media? Create engaging content. Well, if you're not creating engaging content before, you come online, it's all about the follows, it's all about the likes. On Instagram, it's even it's something else. I think when Instagram decided to not show the amount of likes and stuff anymore, some people were pinned. They were pinned. They're saying, how do we make money now? How do we? Hello. Hello. If you are giving good stuff, if you're giving sensible things, people will not leave you. They're not going anywhere. They will stay. To circle back to trolls and bullies. I mean, I keep asking people, what do you get? What do you gain? How sad do you have to be in life for you to want to hurt other people? People you don't even know. You never met them before. You just seen them online. it's just, they're just words on the screen to you, and you think, okay, let me just say the nicest thing I can to this person for clout. Oshé, clout chaser. Clout, clout. It has to be for the fame. You have to be Insta famous. My Insta famous people. You have to do things that, and then you see them under their tweets and whatnot. Follow me, I follow back. Oh yeah, no, don't follow back. Maybe it's not follow, I'm following you that you'd follow, you tell me you don't follow back. And you know, my personal favorite are the Instagram models. Oh yeah, nah. People who take, I mean, just cause you get paid now. You're paid now for flaunting your boobs and attracting guys. Doesn't mean it's always going to be that way. You know? So I meet a girl. Oh, hi, what's up? How you doing? How you go? You know, fine boy. Talk to babe. Babe, answer you. And then we get to, what do you do now? Me, I tell her, you know, I'm in between jobs now. I don't have a job right now. I'm just looking for a new thing to do. And I mean, your Bible will tell you, nani, 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 wani, nani, meaning it's what you have that you hype. Basically, that's what it means. You cannot hype what you don't have. So yes, hype what you have. But then... There's a difference between saying I'm a model, you know, and then I ask you what modeling company do you work for, who's your manager, and then you mention some obscure name I don't know somewhere. Obviously, I'm not in the fashion world, but you mention obscure names, and then I'm like, oh, okay, good. So you do runway things? And no, I'm a glamour model. I just shoot for individual brands and stuff. Okay, you're going somewhere. And you that just comes on Instagram, picks up your phone in the morning, you know, and we know where you're going. You've gone to wear your bikini, and then you come online, you know, you play Ricardo Banks, and then you twist your waist. If you twist your waist, you turn around, you twerk it up, you shake your bobby for us, and obviously, guys will follow you now. They want to see more of that every day. That is engaging content to you. Are you serious right now? Is that what life is about? Is that how life is? Come on now. Come on. Let's be guided. I like that sentence. Let's be guided. It's not about posting shit online. There are people you can follow to learn how to, you know, help others. Help people. It's social media. What should it be about? You should be social about it. You don't have to come out and be an ass. You don't have to be an asshole to be on social media. That time is gradually coming to an end, because now people don't care if you're savage anymore. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if you're savage. And you take your savagery and put it in your pocket. I'm vexing. Yes, my voice has changed. What do you expect? You come online, you see somebody. I find it hard to read comments anymore nowadays, because there's always that one person. There's always that one person. One person is always there on your... I don't know, on your thread, like ready to tell you rubbish. So the other day, somebody posted about, you know, the volcanoes, eruptions in Australia and all that. The fire, sorry. I have to get my facts down together. It might be, no? It's not my fault. It's too much book in my head. The fires in Australia. And somebody came to the comments and was, oh, okay, so why should we care? Is it bringing you money to do this? Why are you trying to... Oh, yes. The girl was like, why are you trying to make money? The owner of the post was like, are you serious? My sister and her husband were in this. I'm just asking for, you know, people to send them love and listen, let them know that they are not forgotten and everything. And then it's not like people are not thinking about them. And they're there. Why do people, you know, come online and the... best they can do is be assholes? That's one question for today. Write it down somewhere. Answer me back. That's the question for today. Like, why do people come online to be assholes? What's the gain? Aside the potential idiots that follow you back just for being an idiot yourself. What else are you going to gain? Does it make you like happy? Does it add money to your account? You know, when you go to sleep at night, do you think about it like, yes, I hurt somebody today and there's nothing else to be done about it? I'm a superstar now. No, idiot. It doesn't make you a superstar. It just makes you a bully. You know, there was a time when bullying was, you know, bullies didn't know they were bullying people. we always made the excuse for them, like maybe something is going on at home, somebody's not happy at home and you're taking it out on others. That was then. Now people just bully you and they are so happy about it, they make it so they are obvious about it. Oh, for the clout, for the okay, I don't know that song anymore, but you get it. It's all for followers. And then you say something stupid and then you hit, then you reply, no, then you follow it up with, follow me, I follow back. Why am I supposed to follow you for, to hear you say stupid shit every day? Come on. People, see, with the way life is going now, you don't need to be wicked. You don't need to be silly to make people like you. You know, people actually respond better to nice things, in case you did not know. If you did not know, let me tell you now. People respond better to nice things. You know, there's nothing will hurt you if you see somebody goes, oh, I got a job today after a long time of searching. Just say congratulations, you know. Be happy for the person. Okay, you don't have to be happy, self. For some people, that's too much. Pretend to be happy for the person. Okay, just one word, congratulations, and leave. And if you think you cannot do that, you know, everybody knows the saying. My mama said, if I don't have anything nice to say, I shouldn't say anything. Yes, please. Off your keyboard. Off it. If it's computer using, disconnect it. That way you won't be able to be stupid and then, you know, hurt somebody's feelings. Because it's out of hand. It's out of hand. It's now the race for who can get the most followers. Now I'm back to influencers. Eshe, what have you done? It's just so you can brag. I have 5,000 followers. I have 100,000. I have 1 million. I mean, we have people like... I'm saying it. Those that actually, you know what they want to do with all their followers will not come and tell you, I'm an influencer. My argument really is with that word when you say influencer, because you are not influencing anything. You are just being stupid online. Obviously, there are those that are, yes, trying to influence. But if you cannot do something for your followers that actually impacts their lives, you can like to stop, please. Just tag yourself as a, what tag should we give you? Social media troublemaker. Then we'll know that, yes, avoid this person. Maybe we have comedians online. They just know they are here for comedy. Just come inside, open their page, and you laugh and you go away. Laughter helps. They are helping in their own little way. They are helping people. But you just open your phone. You know, you wake up in the morning, some of you pray before you actually touch your phones, and that's even more confusing. Like, you pray, you're a religious person, you pray, and then the next thing you do is now come on air. Should we say on air? No, sorry. Let's go back to online. On air is for people like us, you know, the elites. You come online and then you think, today, how do I want to generate content? Let me post something stupid. Come on. I'm saying my own, because that's how somebody got slapped the other day. Influencer, you went to get something about an artist. You're going to give you poster on your face. What happened? Nothing. You chop slap and he went, and we all laughed because we knew you were stupid. I'm not throwing shade, though. I'm just saying what happened, though. I was not there, but I know somebody got slapped. That's just what happened. That is what awaits you if you keep being, if you keep going on this your line of to generate followership. And then a lot of you are not even anything but advertisers. I have one house I want to sell now. I just have to come and meet you. Give me your price. And then boom. So as for you, all of you that follow your influencers, then I'm not saying you shouldn't follow them, but understand this. These people are not higher than you just because they have more followers than you. Understand that today. Take it from me. You don't have to accept it, but take it like that. I'm forcing it down your throat. They are not higher than you. Just because somebody has 500,000 followers doesn't mean he knows or she knows more than you. Hello. These people, some of them don't know nada. Nothing. I mean, it's just the way we worship social media people now. If somebody gets, before I say what I want to say, it's surprising the way people, what people would do for likes. and you cloud chasers. It's surprising what you all do for likes. You see people posting their most private conversations online just so they can get the likes and they can get the followers. But again, I ask, those that follow them after seeing that, like, why are you following them exactly? To see more of what exactly? Of somebody being, I don't know. Because I try to think about these things, but then I can't really reconcile them with what being a human is. You're supposed to help people. If you cannot help, then leave them. Don't leave people worse off. It's sad. It's painful. It's burning me. My soul is on fire right now. It's on fire. Oh. Superstar, world class. Ah. Singer extraordinaire. But, let me try to help some of you. When you see that somebody has a million followers, doesn't necessarily mean you should jump on the train and follow them just because, you know. Try to follow people that have sense. That's my main advice. Because if they have sense, their sense will rub off on you. Then you'll be guided. And when you're guided, you will guide other people. Oh boy. Oh, no. That was extreme. That was really deep. That was deep. And it's very, very, it's just common sense, really. It's just common sense. I feel like a lot of things would be better if people understood what they were doing. Yeah. Yes, yes. That's like another nugget for you. If you know what you're doing, it's going to be so much better for everyone. So my advice, let me advise all of you individually and collectively. Influencers, in the middle of creating engaging content, that's the word you guys always, engaging content, try to, you know, help people. There was one time I was online and they were saying something about something is happening somewhere. What are artists going to do about it? And I mean, the argument they brought, if you look at it from one angle, it sort of kind of makes sense. What did they say? They said they're artists. They rose to where they are by their own hard work. True. Yes, we agree. And they don't owe society anything. Eh? I'm sorry. Say what now? So you're telling me if somebody sings song now and I don't listen to it, nobody listens to it, how is it going to blow, please? So what do you mean they don't owe society anything? Are you whining my spirits? Are you joking? They owe everything they are to everybody, and give back. That's what I'm trying to say. Give back to the society. It's not by force that you must, you know, take. That's our problem in this world. We're all taking. Nobody wants to give back. To give back, you think of, if I give back, what will I get back in return? It always comes back to the taking and everything. I don't know. I don't even know how to help you against F. But I'll try. I'm not going to give up. I never give up. You know? Yeah, we take it to the next level. And that's for influencers. As for you, wanna be influencers. See, before you decide, or before you pick a role model online that you want to be like, what has this person done? What positive impact has this person had on others? I mean, it's all well and good if I come online and just cause trouble and we go away. But what positive impact have you had? What positive impact do you have? What do you have planned for people? So before you come and take the tag influencer, try to think about it very well. As for bullies, we've been saying the same thing for years now. What do you get from making other people sad? Eh? Please now. If you leave a smile on somebody's face, it's a good thing, no? Sure, you know. If you bless somebody, it's a good thing. Oh, yes, looking at blessing somebody. If you ask influencers now, they'll tell you, maybe I do giveaways online. Well, giveaway master, 5,000 for 5 people. So, what you dash people money. How are you different from politicians? You know, the ones that, I said politicians, I didn't say leaders, so politicians. How are you different from them? They come out and they just throw money in the air. Psh, catch it if you can. Just because you want to feel like you're doing something, you come and say, I didn't give away. I mean, giveaway is fine and good. But if you're not, again, making sense, yeah, then you need, if I, you know what? Hit me up. Let me teach you. Let me counsel you. I'm a counselor now. Because of you, I'll become a counselor. Come and hit me up. I said at the beginning of the show that it's going to be fun, but then I went off and then I became serious and then I got triggered and I was angry and I was taking it personal. I'm not even sorry. That's the truth. I'm not sorry. It has to be said. And you know how we do it on some bullshit. Or if you don't want to on some bullshit, because I know some people that don't like cussing, you can say OSBS. Yes. OSBS. On OSBS, we call it as it is. We call it the way it is. I'm not going to be mincing words. You know how it is. We are not going to be trying to sugarcoat it. We're going to say it the way it is. It's not just me. If you feel like there are things, yes, aspects, categories, cabals that I missed on social media nonsense, you can hit me up. I'm going to give you my personal handle. So we can, you know, relate. Let's communicate. Let's extrapolate. Let's permutate. Ah, too much English in my head. I'm feeling myself. That's about it. I think I've covered what I think I should. Yeah. General advice. Social media doesn't actually have to be about causing or sensationalizing everything. Yes, we have those people too. Small thing happen, bash. Everything, you don't bust everything like that. Because you feel like if you bust it, people will follow you and rush to your page. Wish you. Let me not mention names. Bad guy. But this has been Ensemble Shit Episode 1, Social Media Nonsense with your boy. It's your boy, Suki, aka Black Raven. I'll tell you why I chose Black Raven sometime soon. I'll think about it. Should I tell you? I'll think about it. You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. All this ranting and rants, I'm on Twitter. Yes. Yes, I'm there. I'm on Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter at SoBlackRaven. And you can follow us on Twitter too. When I say us now, I mean Jamit. You know, Jamit. The app you're using to listen to this thing at Jamit FM on Twitter and Instagram at Jamit FM. Let me know what you think. Let me know if there's something I should have said about you. And you can also share your personal experiences with me too. You know, let's call these people out. It's about time we have to stop this nonsense culture of doing things just because you think you can get away with it because I'm just words on the screen. Well, somebody learned the hard way that you can't chop slap buka, like that. Let's just, you know, it's been fun hanging out with you guys. I'm gonna hit you back when you hit me, you know. Just let me know, drop your comments, drop your message. Can you DM me? I think my DM is open. You can DM me. Don't slide, you know, just walk into my DM and drop your views. Or if you don't want to hit me up directly, you can hit us up again at Jamit FM on Twitter and Instagram. It's been wild. No, it's been cool chilling with you. I hope you like my voice. See you next time. See you in the next episode of On Some Bullshit. Peace out.